Good morning, everybody. It's Brian's Forest Talks. This will go up on brianoflondon.me later and go out on my podcast feed, Brian's Forest Talks. Hope you're all enjoying the Shire Network News reruns that are going out. I think another one dropped at 10 a.m. today. That's the 11th episode, I think. I'm reviewing them before I put them out. And interesting, what has happened before? Oh yes, it's just gone out right now. I'm really enjoying this trip down the archives. So I trailered what I was going to talk about, which was over the last couple of weeks, I had a little chance to explore the Israeli healthcare system, which I've used from time to time. I am in Israel. I am in Tel Aviv. I am in a forest called Bereshit Forest in Tel Aviv. So I'll tell you what happened Wednesday last, I went to a little noodle place near my office and I ate quite late, a late lunch, and I probably ate too much. And when I was done eating, I stood up suddenly and I felt lightheaded and faint and had to collapse back down onto my chair and stay there for a while until panicky friends and family came to get me and escort me back to my office. Basically, I felt faint after eating. There's lots of reasonable causes for that. But when you're 48, which I am, and you haven't had a checkup for a couple of years, everybody around you tells you you've got to go to the doctor and get a proper checkup and get your heart checked. So that was Wednesday. Thursday, I stayed at home, worked from home, and I booked a doctor's appointment, went online. So in Israel, we have a number of semi-private, semi-government healthcare providers that you can choose from. And you can switch between them if you don't like the one you're on. You can change. There's sort of restrictions on how you do that. But essentially, there is a sort of semi-competitive element. I'm with something called Maccabi. There's Clalit. There's others. So I go online. I go into a portal for my healthcare provider, which is Maccabi. Now, the security and the online status of it is horrific. Their password enforcement, terrible. I could go into some technical reasons why the system is probably a disaster. It's all keyed on your national, on your identity number, which we all have, and which is not actually all that hard to find out somebody else's identity number. I mean, you give it away every time you use your credit card, basically. So that's a problem. So that's your username. Then you have a password that you set. Mine is a ridiculous, massive, horrible, impossible to brute force password, but that's me because I'm techie. So I go onto this portal and I go to my doctor's thing, and this is all in Hebrew, but even I can just about manage this with a bit of help from auto translate. Yeah, it's sending my medical records to Bing to translate. Let's just skate over the fact. The fact is it's usable. I go on, I check out my doctor. She has an appointment for 11:45 on Sunday. I take it. Sunday, I go to work. Then I leave work and I go and I park, which I have to pay some parking to park on the street. But I go to my doctor. I get to her office. Now, this is something I want to explain that's different from Britain. Very, very key, actually. Something I noticed right when I got here. I remember I used to have a GP, a general practitioner in the UK, and the GP would share the surgery with five or six GPs had offices all together. And each one of the GPs had their own secretary to do filing and stuff. And it always bugged me. You'd walk in there to the reception, there'd be like six people behind the reception desk. And they were like falling over each other. There wasn't even enough. They were like sort of, and still when you called the place, nobody answered your phone call between 1 and 2 in the afternoon. You know, there's six people there. They all take their lunch break at the same moment. The doctor in Israel, she has an online booking system. You book on the computer, you get your slot, you get to her shabby little waiting room. And this is in a fairly upscale neighborhood of Tel Aviv, but the waiting room's shabby. There's two doctors that share the same waiting room. There is no support staff. My doctor, as far as I know, does not have a secretary. She just does her own stuff. I don't know what support staff she has. If she has, I've never come across it. So that right there is a massive increase in efficiency. The other doctor who shares the same waiting area, he's just got a list on his door of people and times. My doctor doesn't even put a list on the door. She just sort of pops her head round and calls your name. Now, you know, my appointment, I was called half an hour after my appointment time, which is annoying, but not, it's not like killer. But there's an efficiency. I go in, she checks my blood pressure and I mean, basically I knew what she was going to tell me, which was go for a full blood workup. And this time, of course, she threw in because there's a suspicion that it might be heart, an EKG and the whole, you know, ultrasound check of the heart whilst under stress and running. Pretty standard routine doctor stuff, but she does it all on her computer immediately. She presses print and out comes the blood test and the blood work that I'm going to have to go to the lab to get done, and the heart referral immediately. She writes a telephone number. She says, call this number. I could probably have done that bit online, but call this number, make an appointment. I go home with the help of my wife because her Hebrew's better. But again, I could have muddled through with my Hebrew English. We call, and it was a Suta, the hospital, which is very near to me, which is a upscale private and public hospital. It's a mixture. Again, I didn't pay for that doctor visit. I have a card for my provider. She swipes it. She gets reimbursed by the government. So she gets value for seeing me. Not very much because the payments are not big. The only thing I paid for then was 3 or 4 shekels to park on the street. I get the referral to the Asuta Hospital. I call them. The woman says, ah, you're really lucky. There is a cancellation. You can come in tomorrow, Monday. So Wednesday I felt bad, made a booking for my doctor Sunday. Monday I'm already have an appointment to get a full heart workup at Asuta, which is one of the most upscale hospitals you can imagine. I posted a picture of the lobby actually at brianoflondon.me. It's the top post. Beautiful. It's just brand new modern hospital. Next morning, I go in my tracksuit to the hospital. Again, I parked in their car park, which is going to cost me money, but everything else is free. I go in, they see me exactly on time, 35, 40 minutes or something it takes to do this full heart workup. The woman on the, you know, two people attending to me, a woman doing the ultrasound and a guy kind of monitoring the EKGs whilst I'm running up to 160 beats per minute and then slap back down on the table and the ultrasound again on the heart. All handled very efficiently, sort of just in and out. And, you know, as I left the room to put on my shirt again, somebody else is being put in through the other door to be done in the same way. Everything was slick, very slick. I leave, go to my office, and I think about, 4 hours later, I get an email, results are there. So I log on again to the same portal, username, password, bang, full EKG workup. The results are there for me to look at. They're also there for my doctor to look at. Again, this is Maccabi. This is it gets the money from the government, but it's also gives you the option, which I have paid to upgrade a little bit on the Maccabi, and I also have another top-up insurance from Harel. This is a philosophical thing that's different from the UK system, and I think totally different from, everything's totally different from America, but from the UK, which has a national health system. In the UK, there is an absolute revulsion at the idea that people would have private healthcare. So the private healthcare system and the public national health system work in almost direct competition with each other, in that if you have private healthcare, it has no interaction with the public system. Whereas here in Israel, there isn't this kind of, I don't know, heavy socialist revulsion at the idea of topping up your public health system, which takes care of most of the stuff, with a private. And I'll give you an example later of when I used the private one. So far, for this heart checkup, and the next day I then went to have a blood test in the morning. Again, totally free at the point of delivery, just a swipe of my Maccabi card. And again, the results start arriving on the computer in the portal within hours after me leaving the place. There's just no idea of waiting around. The top up of the national health system here with a private, if you do it, which I've done, and I broke my ankle 3 years ago, and I used my private insurance to get the best doctor to fix my ankle very quickly. When I did that, I actually got a refund from the public system, because by using my private healthcare and by paying a private doctor, which I was reimbursed with by a private health insurance company, the public health system recognized that I had saved their money and gave that value back to me. So that there is a symbiosis to the system, which works very nicely. Look, to get all heavy and socialist, anti-socialist on you, there's only two ways to ration a scarce resource, price and availability. And the thing is, if you make everything free, or seemingly free to people, if you give people everything, it's going to get rationed. And that turns into waiting times, and people die while waiting to be seen. Or you have to instruct doctors that they can't hand out certain drugs or certain treatments because there just isn't enough that, you know, the demands that people will place on a system will always be immense. Everybody always wants a Mercedes. You can't all have a Mercedes. Some of you are going to have to drive Hyundais like I do. It's the same with healthcare. The very, very best healthcare is always going to cost more than any state or nationalized system can provide. Somewhere you have to pick these dividing lines. Now, having used the British public health system, and the Israeli one now, the Israeli one, now I know lots of people who've had issues with it. I know the boundary cases. I know that the fights over which drugs it should be able to prescribe, which drugs it can't do, treatments. But at the underlying thing, and this, I'll come back to this thing of my GP not having a ton of receptionists. What I detect in the Israeli system is efficiency. I know this from another point of view, which is that part of my day job is dealing with secondhand computers. And I know that the Israeli healthcare system, the Israeli healthcare companies, Clalit, Maccabi, Harel as well, even, they buy, and the banks here too, they buy secondhand computers. These are computers like 3-4-year-old HP desktop computers that were bought on lease in America, for example, maybe used for 3 years, maybe stuck in a warehouse for 3 years, and then sold on the open market. We buy them, bring them, clean them, blow the dust out of them, put new hard drives in them, and sell them. The Israeli healthcare companies are buying those kinds of computers. This is cost saving. Not having a receptionist, because everything is done electronically first time. She didn't write on a piece of paper to send me my referral to the heart. She stuck it straight into the computer. That means that it was already on the screen at a Suta hospital, what they needed to do the minute I left that room. The only thing that was left for me to do was to pick a time to schedule. Now, had I not had a cancellation, I might have had to wait 2 weeks for that test, or 3 weeks. That's what she told. So again, that I was not in any immediate danger. It turns out, actually, I think the results look very, very good, and touch wood, I'm okay for now, thankfully. And I did just eat too much and stand up too quickly. But this thing, look, when you have a public system, when it has to serve the whole country, when it has to be paid out of taxes, which is what you're, you know, we pay here something called national insurance, Bituach Lumi, that goes towards this healthcare system, which means that for the basic stuff, everything is free at the point of delivery. You go to your GP, it doesn't cost you money, you get a referral. It's at that referral stage that rationing is there. And one of the ways of rationing is that you have long wait times, and that is a problem. that's why some people here choose to top up with extra private insurance. And that helps you get to the specialist you want to see more quickly. But the fact that you get reimbursed by the public system for doing that means that the actual private insurances here, they're not out of control. And in fact, I see this across the board. Look, doctors in Israel are clearly not earning the vast megabucks that top private doctors in America are earning, or even top private doctors in the UK. There just isn't. The idea that you can sue for malpractice, and a very dear friend has a case of malpractice, he is suing, but what you won't win, even if you win a malpractice case here, what you won't win is these massive, you know, sort of out of all proportion damages. You will win the costs of rectifying as best they can the mistake that was made. You know, look, you can't sue for megabucks here. And so the legal system just doesn't encompass that. And then therefore the doctors don't have to have those levels of insurance that the Americans are struggling under. Also, drug prices here seem pretty reasonable. A few weeks back, actually last summer, I got stung by a jellyfish in the sea. Again, I ignored it. I don't like going to doctors. I ignored it, but it started turning horrible and pussy. And I had in the cupboard an expired tube of antibiotic cream. I put it on. It didn't look great immediately, but again, my family forced me to go to the doctor. I went to the doctor and I got a prescription for more antibiotic cream. I went and filled that, and it was a nominal cost to fill the prescription because it had been given to me by my healthcare provider. But I asked what was the actual cost of the drug, and it was $10 or something if I had to pay full cost, 45 shekels if I'd paid full cost. I went and looked online. Americans are paying like $100 for this tube of cream. I don't understand why your system is such high cost. I also know this, you know, that the same test that I did, the same EKG, my father had it done in New York. He's obviously older than me. He had an emergency while he was visiting America. He had it done in New York by some, you know, top cardiologists. It was a bill for something like $4,500. For essentially the same cardiogram and echocardiogram that I had done here. There is no way inside the Israeli system, you know, if I had to pay for this test that I did, you know, I didn't even ask, but it would be in the range of 500-600 shekels, $150, not thousands of dollars. Something is despicably wrong with your inflated costs in America, in the cost of the whole system. I think that the whole idea that Obama came with, you didn't get healthcare with Obama, you got some crappy insurance promise. Now insurance is not healthcare. They're two different things. And the entire way in which doctors massively inflate their prices and then accept way reduced payments, but only from an insurance company, which prices private medicine and people being able to buy their own healthcare completely out of the market. You really are saddled with, in America, obviously a system that can deliver the highest quality healthcare in the world. Though I would say that Israel's, you know, the outcomes you can get in Israel are as good or better in many cases. But your American system comes with a cost that's just outrageous, totally broken. And all of this thing, you know, the fact that government and the insurance companies are so tied together through lobbying for decades, and the fact that insurance companies seem to have regional monopolies, all very bad parts of your system, and just tinkering with it as Obama did, you know, sort of by kind of enforcing you to buy something you don't want to buy without tackling the underlying problems, which are the costs. Now, you know, I'm waiting to see what happens here with remote medicine. I mean, other than doing my blood pressure, my trip to the GP. Like, I'm supposed to now go back to the GP and have a visit with her so that she can look at the results and tell me everything is okay. That's kind of annoying. I would like to do a Skype call with her. I think we're close, and I think some doctors have started doing that here. I should really just do a Skype call with my doctor. That would be much, much more convenient. I do not want to drive to her, pay 3 shekels to park outside and wait in her waiting room for 20 minutes with sick people. I just want to go on the phone and her to say, yes, this looks okay. Okay, your cholesterol's a little bit higher, but we'll still manage it with diet. I'm not going to give you Lipitor because I wouldn't take it anyway because I think it's bullshit. There's stuff that can be done. I mean, there's a startup I've seen here which has a kit that they give you, which attaches to your mobile phone, which can do blood pressure, look in the ear, temperature, the kind of the most basic parts of a workup. Now, if that kit's cheap enough and you give it to parents especially, it's like you can do a telemedicine consult with the doctor looking in somebody's ear over a Skype call or a FaceTime call. It will work. And I know that the Israeli system, with the competition between the healthcare providers, you know, Clalit might offer it first, Maccabi might offer it. It gives you a chance to switch. You know, if there's a doctor that's nearer, that's better, you can switch. You can't switch multiple times per year. There's sort of restrictions on it. But again, this is what the British system lacks, which is there is this element of competition between the different companies. And within the companies, they're not great. They're still large corporate entities with a government twist, but they're definitely run better than the National Health Service. And I worked at the top levels of the civil service and the government in the UK. I saw the inside of the Defence Department. I saw the inside of the Education Department and the inside of the NHS. Governments just don't run anything. The less you give governments to do, the better. Unfortunately, they've got to run armies because I don't trust private companies with F-35s or the kind of tech weaponry that we have today. But healthcare, I would say move it as far away from the government as you possibly can. But I like living in a country where the most basic and the most necessary and the parts of the healthcare system that I think everyone should have access to. By the way, this is exactly the same healthcare system that the Arabs use, that everybody in Israel uses. One other little top-up part, for example, I mean, we have emergency rooms. Again, when I broke my ankle, I was taken by hospital into an emergency room. That was quite a long wait. That was annoying. I spent the best part of 5 hours or something getting a plaster put on my leg. But after that, I did pull out my private insurance and ensured that I had an operation done the next day rather than waiting sort of 4 or 5 days, which is what the government system would have done. Look, it's a simple fact in life. If you can make money, you can get better things in life. And healthcare is one of the things that more money entitles you to. But nobody should be dying on the streets for lack of basic healthcare. If you're involved in an accident, you shouldn't have to worry that you're going to be in debt because you had to be picked up. That's the system I see operating here in Israel. I'm relatively impressed. And the electronic side of it, the fact that all of these results are passed around with high efficiency between labs, back to me, to my doctor. The online medical record system, again, as a libertarian and as a libertarian tendencies, it scares the crap out of me. But oh my God, is it very, very efficient. It is highly efficient. Making the bookings online, not having to call someone, just super good in terms of ease of use. I would like them to add two-factor authentication and all sorts of other stuff, but people are asking, you know, whether you're Maccabi or Clalit or something, if you're involved in emergency care, it really doesn't matter. The systems are all fully interchangeable. The hospital I was at does a lot of private work, but it also deals with all of the main health insurers, the main government backed health insurers. So it doesn't matter. Everything is mixed. Same with the huge hospital outside Jerusalem, Hadassah Hospital. People can be there from anywhere. All right, I think I've done way too much. This is Brian of London in my forest. Check out brianoflondon.me. This is where I'll post these later. They'll be on YouTube. It'll be on my podcast feed. And I hope that's been interesting. Any specific questions, put them in the comments on brianoflondon.me. Or grab me on Twitter. And see you all next time. Thanks for looking in.